trying to net newly elected principal chief Bill John Baker's political philosophies, like trying to catch a sparkling trout swimming upstream. He aspires to only one political ideology.
You know, I'm Cherokee first. You know, I believe that the purpose of government is to help those that can't help themselves.
Off tape, the chief admitted to being a populist, one who supports the rights of a people historically diminished by privileged elites. Chief Bill John Baker, who is married with six children, fourth generation Cherokee, born and raised in Cherokee County, great-grandson of Nancy Walker Osage, an early Tahlequah business owner and Cherokee healer. His roots trace further back to ancestors who walked the genocidal trail of tears. Despite surviving colonial pestilence and trying to assimilate into early American culture, 18,000 indigenous Cherokees were forced from ancestral lands east of the Mississippi in the 1830s through Arkansas, then into Indian Territory, now present-day Oklahoma. An estimated 4,000 died due to disease and brutal conditions.
The Cherokees were one of the five civilized tribes. We're the only tribe with a written language. Unlike many of the other Native American tribes, when we were forced to remove from Georgia and Tennessee and from our eastern homelands, we were already business people, had taverns, had plantations. We were really quite advanced, and yet we were moved anyway.
In Oklahoma, after relocation, Cherokee families were given allotted parcels, which many lost to unscrupulous land agents. Still, they settled in, built new homes, businesses, and schools.
And really came into the golden age of the Cherokee. We built the first university west of the Mississippi for a female of any race. We built courthouses. We built our government back, and the United States, when they were doing the Declaration of Independence and setting up the U.S. government, they actually copied a great deal of our form of government.
Meaning as far back as the 1700s, Cherokees, then a confederacy of clans, used a democratic form of government modeled after the Iroquois, later adopted by the United States. By 1827, the Cherokee drafted one constitution asserting their sovereignty, which in part triggered forced federal relocation. Today, the tribe has rebounded to become the largest in the nation, with 300,000 living across a 14-county jurisdiction in northeastern Oklahoma. It has no reservation, but does own nearly 66,000 acres of land, 58,000 in trust. So there's a lot at stake for this new chief, managing 8,500 employees and the operation of Cherokee Nation Businesses, LLC, which includes eight casinos, as well as hospitality and environmental services, along with manufacturing, distribution, and telecommunications divisions.
Casinos, necessary evil. They create a lot of jobs. They do generate a lot of money. It's not going to be forever. So, you know, we are diversifying our businesses and trying to bring in, you know, quality jobs in government contracts, in engineering and security, and we're taking, you know, the things that we use in the casinos, and we're marketing those things in other areas and creating wealth and income streams outside of casinos. We're still going to take care of the cash cow. Don't be misled.
As a result, unemployment is low here, 6.2% compared to the national average of 8.2%. Chief Baker did say underemployment or low-wage jobs are a problem, so he's pushing higher education.
Right now, there's not a student in the 14 counties that wants to go to college that we, if they apply and get admitted, we're giving each one of them $2,000 a semester. Doesn't matter where they want to go to college, which, you know, I'm quite proud of.
And while the Congressional Budget Office reports a federal deficit of $780 billion in the first half of fiscal 2012, Cherokee Nation's operating in the black with $244 million in net assets.
You know, the Cherokee Nation, you know, we are in relatively good shape. We do everything that the federal government does except raise an army, and that might be why we're solvent. But, you know, our assets are really our people.
Cherokee Nation is sovereign and negotiates with the U.S. government via the Department of Interior Bureau of Indian Affairs. It holds trust responsibility towards 556 federally recognized tribes, conveying annual funding for housing, health care, and human services, projected to be $2.5 billion next year for all tribes. And like other tribes, Cherokees grapple with poverty and disease, primarily diabetes, high blood pressure, and obesity. To further offset health costs, Chief Baker sought to allocate more as soon as he took office.
The very first piece of legislation that I was able to sign was a piece of legislation that I'd brought forward as a councilperson to take 5% of the casino profits and put it directly into health care.
Chief Bill John Baker, during his 12 years on tribal council, served on every standing committee. His credentials include a degree in education from Northeastern State University, where he majored in political science. And for decades, he and his wife, Sherry, have operated a prosperous furniture company in Tahlequah. They have 6 children and 9 grandchildren. During his 12 years in office, former Principal Chief Chad Smith focused on 3 areas: jobs, language, community. His administration built a flourishing casino economy, as well as brokered industry and business deals. In 2010, bringing $87 million of revenue. But former Chief Smith also built a comprehensive elder care system and Cherokee language revitalization program. The nation operates an immersion charter school, the first of its kind in the state, and is also working with Apple to build smart devices that allow Cherokee language users to more easily process the very complex Cherokee syllabary, or alphabet. And on April 2nd, the tribe announced it would start building 300 new homes a year for tribal citizens.
I promised a housing program. We now have our display homes finished. We're taking applications now. They can go and physically look at the product that, you know, that they can get a 3-bedroom brick home with a garage or a 4 or 5-bedroom brick home with a garage. We're building those in such a manner that it's creating a lot of jobs for our people. Impact aid is applied to the houses that we build through the Housing Authority, which really helps public education, to the tune of about $2,600 for every child that lives in one of these houses that goes to public school.
During his campaign, Bill John Baker promised, if elected, to sell off a fancy corporate jet reportedly purchased by the nation in 2007 for $1.3 million to cut costs as well as any appearance of opulence.
It was just something that most Cherokees just thought that was a luxury item that the nation just didn't need. And, you know, when we couldn't take care of all of our health needs, our housing needs, our, you know, still had people on dirt floors and no running water, a turboprop was probably something that we really didn't need.
And another thing his administration does not need is controversy. Nearing last year's election, the tribe's Supreme Court upheld a 2007 tribal referendum revoking the citizenship of 2,800 Cherokee freedmen, barring them from services as well as from voting. Freedmen, so-called, are descendants of African Americans enslaved by Cherokees and allowed to enroll. But with threats by the Fed to withhold federal housing dollars to the tribe and a letter of warning from the Bureau of Indian Affairs, the freedmen, after arbitration in federal district court between all parties, were reinstated and allowed to vote, which some believe pushed a hotly contested election in Bill John Baker's favor.
I can't imagine that that the freedmen voting had to be a plus. I needed every vote that I got, and I really can't imagine that many freedmen voted for the former administration.
Former Chief Chad Smith, along with 76% of Cherokees who supported purging the freedmen, said the vote to oust them was about the fundamental right of every government to determine its citizens, not about racial exclusion. Chief Baker, however, would not comment further, because the tribe is pursuing a lawsuit in the Northern Federal District Court of Oklahoma in Tulsa to settle the long contentious matter. Before he lost his seat, former Chief Chad Smith had restarted talks with the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville to encourage cultural exchange as well as collaborating on a sustainable agriculture and sustainable community development curricula.
And the truth is, you know, the Cherokees established their relationship with the University of Arkansas 150 years ago. And, I mean, right now today, any of our Cherokees that want to go to university in Fayetteville get in-state tuition because of that long-term relationship. You know, my mother's family were early settlers that actually settled in Arkansas, and it wasn't till later that they moved across the line into Delaware County, and that was part of why we have that relationship with Arkansas for in-state tuition for any Cherokees, is because a lot of our people moved out of there to make room for Arkansas.
And for their consummating relations, this summer, new principal Cherokee chief Bill John Baker and his entourage will travel to England to commemorate an ocean voyage taken 250 years ago by three other principal Cherokee chiefs to sign the first of many peace treaties. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.